I am reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, and from verse 38 to verse 42. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it, with the spices, in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was a Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Amen.
It's never too late to show just how much you love Jesus. Both Joseph and Nicodemus had been drawn to Jesus, but neither was quite confident enough to come out from the shadows. Allegiance to Jesus was hardly going to go down well with their peers. It was one thing for the riffraff to be swept along by Jesus' mania. Cloaks and cheering and cutting palm branches. But these two were respectable, well-to-do, upstanding citizens, members of the elite. And yet, there had been something about Jesus that had drawn these two men. Was it what he had said or done? Or was there just something about who he was or the way he looked at you? I wonder if they both felt a degree of shame that they hadn't been public about their love for Jesus. Perhaps in taking Jesus' body and preparing it for burial, they were doing what they felt they should have done for him while he was alive, being publicly devoted to him. But it's never too late. The thief on the cross, who in his dying hour begged for mercy and asked Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom?" It wasn't too late. And Joseph and Nicodemus, doing what they could in the circumstances, and no doubt doing it with the heaviest of hearts, and yet it wasn't too late. We've been preparing for Easter since Ash Wednesday, the 17th of February. Or maybe this year there's been too much to distract us. Too many concerns about living with daily restrictions and anxiety and all kinds of worries. Or maybe you're just exhausted and the thought of following Jesus, of going anywhere, has just been too much. But it's never too late. And so maybe on this quiet day, between Good Friday and Easter Sunday, you might take this moment, yes, even a few moments, to ready your heart for Jesus. As he rises, as he breaks in, as he disturbs the established order, as he whispers, "Peace be with you," as he promises that death is overcome, and, as with Mary, as he calls you by your name. That's coming tomorrow. Today, prepare your heart. It's never too late.
Thank you. Living God, at the end of a holy week, we come to Saturday, a strange day, a day of nothingness after Friday's horror, a day perhaps of waking and wondering, maybe the death of our Lord was a strange dream. But no, for the tomb was unoccupied yesterday and now it is filled, the solemn stone rolled across. Gracious God, help us to value this space between death and resurrection, to be aware that this too is a holy day. Place deep in our hearts a lasting sense of what Jesus has endured. The Son of God crushed under the weight of our sins, consumed by death and darkness in a borrowed grave. God of compassion, be with all who are grieving today, with those who have woken to find that the losses of yesterday are still all too real, and with all for whom sleep and rest are quite impossible. We remember too that you are the God of hope. We thank you that what was a grieving day for those first disciples is for us a waiting day. Be with all who are in the in-between times of life, living in limbo, waiting for news. Help us all to live each day with hope, for we know that your purposes will come to pass. May today's grief and waiting be infused with tomorrow's joy. We pray in the name of the one who brings Easter hope, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
And now, go in peace, and may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, and remain with you today and forevermore. Amen.